Well, praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, let's open our Bibles to the book of James. And I pray that we are finding out that this is just another wonderful book of the grace of God. Amen. Amen. Magnificent grace and only grace. Praise His name. This is the Word. This is the Word. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Praise God. And we know that Jesus Christ is the Word. And it tells us that Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. So I know that this is all full of grace. Praise God. And it's truth. So we can be just absolutely confident and thankful in God's dealing with us in this. And Lord, help us to not be fearful. God, help us that the perfect love just be shed abroad in our heart. Cast out all fear, concern, any anxiety, anything in that, that we'd be ready, prepared to give every man an answer. And praise God, an answer of only truth in love. All right, we left off in the 21st verse, so let's just jump right in there of the first chapter, and we'll get it going. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. So put it off. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't it so simple? Put it aside. Praise God. The energy that He can give us, the power of His Spirit. And what He's getting at here is all the weights. Turn over with me just a couple pages to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. And I want to read about all these weights putting aside. It says there in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Now, brothers and sisters, that can apply right in here. Thanks be to God. We are compassed about with such great a cloud of witnesses. Hallelujah. Let us lay aside every weight. See, we know. We know. We've had the witnesses of preparing abundantly. It's too short a time for a pity party. It's too short a time to be distracted by the cares of this life. It's too short a time not to give the more earnest heed to the things that we have heard. Amen. All right? So let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so doth so easily beset us, and let us run. This is so important now because we've been reading a lot about patience, haven't we? And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So we see, brothers and sisters, we cannot run with patience. We cannot properly run this race of the precious trying of our faith with weights. You can't. You cannot participate in this with the cares of this life. With the weights of this world. And brothers and sisters, they've got to go. They've all got to go. And as we read this, and as James so encourages our hearts here, if you really look about what this is saying, is that, and with Hebrews as well too, we're not wearing these things. We're entertaining these things. They're in our hands because we have picked them up. Because we have chosen them more dear than the things of God. Now we're back to that lust, aren't we? Praise the Lord. You see how it's all there by the grace of God. We understand that it's so simple. God isn't a God to tempt us. That's not His business. He wants us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. But brothers and sisters, I encourage every one of us to just drop them. To praise God, let them go. As it tells us here, these are filthy things. These are things that are not befitting to us. These things are not of us. They're by God's grace, they have nothing to do with us in Christ. Hallelujah. Let's go read about some of these filthy things in Colossians chapter 3. So, not to be... that we're thinking that this is unknown. In chapter 3, verse 5, it says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. I'm crucified with Christ. Amen? Amen. I'm crucified with Christ. That was done the moment of salvation. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Let's rejoice in that. Let's, by God's grace, the Spirit bring that to us as we read this. So mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. In the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Praise the Lord. This is who we are, brothers and sisters. This is so wonderful. Do we see that this is not us anymore? No way. This is not who we are. Our life is Christ in us. Christ liveth in you. That old filthy thing died the moment, brothers and sisters, that we gave our heart to God. Know that. It's dead. Praise the Lord. Christ liveth in me. Now I'm going to believe the word of God. I'm not going to believe what people that want to live in fear want to do with that. People that want to bind me, bound me, whatever it is for their maliciousness. And that's really for their bellies, trying to keep people under control, trying to keep people in fear in a meeting to keep them coming back, or I don't even understand it. But most of God's precious people in one way, shape, or form are motivated by fear. God help us to be motivated by one thing, and that's love. That's love. You think about the epitome of the love that we have in this life would be to enter into marriage. God help us if we ever entered into marriage in fear. Think about how stupid that would be. Well, I fear so much, I better marry her. Is God going to take a bride because she's fearful? No, she's not ready to wed. She's in love. She's absolutely just smitten. And he is too. And this is the relationship that they're bringing, that God is bringing, that his wonderful masterpiece, that it is all of his workmanship, that he's working in us. But I'm going to remind you, there's a liar out there. He's the father of all lies. And he tries to bring back old memories. He does. He tries to do that, brothers and sisters. Trying moment by moment to tempt us with things that don't even exist anymore. They don't even exist. See, do you understand now how important it is to let this mind be in you? See, that mind doesn't remember that stuff anymore, does it? That mind won't go there. That mind says, you're just wasting your time. That mind says, it is written. Every time the enemy comes at you, brothers and sisters, by the grace of God, it's Christ in you. Has nothing to do with you. Thanks be to God. It's Christ in you. Christ in you. And Christ in you believes the Father. Christ in you yields to the Father. Christ in you loves the Father. Christ in you wants to be and desires to be pleasing to the Father. And Christ in you says it just like Christ does, because it's the same Christ. It is written. He lives by faith. Can't be anything but. And that lives in us, brothers and sisters. It lives in us. Hallelujah. But brothers and sisters, again, he tries to tempt us, this enemy, with things that don't exist anymore. And that's what a lie is. Because the life that we now live, praise God, we don't have to mess with that. We live by faith. Any living we do is by faith. By believing the word of God. And faith is the victory. Faith is the power. By faith, go read the wonderful book of fame there in Hebrews about by faith, by faith, by faith. Nothing is impossible Praise God. All things are possible. Praise God. By faith. And we've read that so clearly in James. Not to be a double-minded man. When we come in to pray before the king. When we come in to sup with God. When we come in to have communion. To bring our petitions before him that he's taking to the Father. Don't be double-minded in it. Just rest. If it be thy will. Praise God. I know it's a done deal. Hallelujah. It's done. It's answered. Praise be to God. And live it. And then, in that same verse, and we touched a little bit on this last week, but naughtiness says it all. I think naughtiness is just brings this out right to the forefront. Naughtiness speaks of a child. Children act this way. But brothers and sisters, I have news for every single one of us. We are not children anymore. We have been given the message of the sons, the mature sons of God. And the only life befitting for us is to grow up into him in all things and to grow old in it by grace. Hallelujah. And that is it. And that's the more earnest heed to these things which we have heard. By God's grace to dwell in these things, to rejoice in these things. That when we come together, by God's grace, when you're at home and you open your Bible, that thanksgiving would just spring out of your heart, that out of your belly flowing those rivers of living water, brothers and sisters, that God has called you to commune with him. That he loves you like that. That look at this old world. Look at these people that are just flotsam as we've heard for so many years. And I'm talking about Christian folk. I'm talking about people that are just assured and seated in the heavens in Christ just as much as any of us. But yet they live like a pauper. They live so poor in the things of Christ. Be rich in faith. Be rich in faith to believe God. And I'm not talking about just coming to him to petition for things, to plead for things, to ask him for things. And do that always, as the word of God says, to be prayerful in all things. But I'm talking about to having the most holy faith to believe the depth of the word of God. To not turn back from the truth. To say, Lord, it was a miracle that you saved me, but for you nothing was hard. So why wouldn't it be a miracle to you if you wanted to marry me? What do you think of that? Is anything hard for God? Huh? Well, I know there's some that'll look at somebody, well, yeah, that's easy for him to save a wretch like you, but he ain't never going to marry one like you. Well, that's just who he's looking for. Is the lowly, that meek one, that humble one. The one that listened only to the chamberlain and took only what he was going to give her. Praise be to God. Let's do that. How's that? Let's be single-mindedness in the things of God. Amen. Praise his name. What a way that he has brought us. How precious. And brothers and sisters, as we grow up into this, may we become the precious father-like ones. May we become the ravishing bride. And I think of all the wonderful types of the love of God that he gives us. And then you look what lays in store for us here in that 21st verse. The meekness, brothers and sisters. The gentleness, the tenderness. Because of what? Because the receiving of the engrafted word. And that word engrafted means inborn, implanted, a seed that has rooted itself. And we've all got this because we all here, if we're Christians here tonight, if we've accepted Christ as Savior here tonight, we've all got the same life of Jesus Christ living in me. Amen. It's there. The engrafted word is there in our lives. And if we will just let it. See, that's the key to all of this, brothers and sisters, is letting it. And that's what a meek heart does, a tender heart does with this. It just lets. And how much the saving of your soul you will receive depends on how much by grace you're going to let. He is a God that will save you to the uttermost, but will you let him do it? What are you keeping him from saving you from tonight? I don't want to hear it. There's some things that only be uttered to God, huh? We all have something or we wouldn't be here. Amen. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Know this. He's a God that is on that workmanship always. See, we want to receive the deep things of God by the, of the Spirit. You let it. You want to be delivered from the things that bind you? Let it. And maybe the most powerful word in the Christian vocabulary is let. Let God. Let God. It is truly the key to all spiritual growth. And then in that letting, let's go ahead and read verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Do you see how somebody could just take these little verses out and just try to twist you up and twist you up and tighten you up and get you so wound up and bound up that you just even became a weight? I'm not even carrying one, I just am one, and a dead one at that. Huh? Rightfully divide the Word of God. And I don't know about you, but I believe that the Lord, by His Spirit, has shown us up to this point and will continue all the way through. It's by grace. Hallelujah. Grace through faith is all through this. So let's just go right at it and let the Spirit speak to us. So what it's saying here is there's no more just hearing. There's no more just knowing it up here in this mind. But there's engrafted word. There's a seed in there, isn't there, that we just read about. Well, let's let the tree of life just grow up in us. And let the fruit begin. Let's be abundant in this fruit, brothers and sisters. See, so many deceive only themselves. They can quote the Word of God. They can rattle off a verse. They're ready to call out the truth at every turn. But they're void of any love. And when you're void of love, it doesn't profit anything. The Lord is after much fruit in our lives, brothers and sisters. The Word of God tells us that very clearly. He wants much fruit. That's why He's into pruning. Amen? Amen. Come on now. Know it. These are types, wonderful types all around us. And we know without pruning, that might be a big bush, but it isn't going to give a lot of fruit. But it amazes me every time, and I'll point to my dear sweet brother. He goes over here and he trims that plant back. And every time he does that, at least four or five, oh, brother, Alex killed that thing. Killed it again. You must pray for that plant, brother, don't you? Amen. You should. It's in the church. Praise His name. But it's wonderful every time He does kill that thing. He's not. He's pruning it back. Somehow, some way, it just gets more beautiful. Praise the Lord. You know that's you? Do you realize that? Now you know why it hurts so good. Huh? Because you know the Word of God, brothers and sisters. And let's encourage one another in this. I'm glad we can laugh and enjoy the Lord. But I understand there's none of this this tribulation, this suffering. It's not joyous for the moment. It's the Word of God. It tells you. But we know that it can't even be compared. It's not even worthy to be spoken, even really thought about, to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Not that might be. We're going through these sufferings with Him. Shall be. Shall be. Will be. It's done. Counted. Oh, I'm so thankful it's counted. That's why I forget those things which are behind. Because I know He's already laid it up. He's a God of layups, isn't He? Boy, what a basketball coach. Huh? Praise the Lord. No wonder I like basketball so much. But the Lord's after much fruit in us, brothers and sisters. And the Word of God says fruit only comes by the Spirit. And the Spirit only produces in love. And the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, sheds the love of God abroad in our hearts. And I was loving this as the Lord was bringing it to me. I was thinking, well, Lord, Your love is like the Miracle-Gro fertilizer. It really is. All that truth is there. But for it to work effectually, for faith to work, it's got to be love. It's got to be love. You know what I'm saying? I've been there, and I'll testify to it, that there have been many times in my life quoting a verse over and over in those things. And I'm thankful for Christ being preached even in my life. But praise be to God for faith and the faith that worketh by love. To where it wasn't just here, It was here. And a peace like a river just came in. And I said, thank you, Lord. I finally was able to yield by your grace enough to get me out of the way to allow Christ in me to rejoice in this truth. Praise his name. All right. But brothers and sisters, speak in truth and love. The word of God in Ephesians 4:15 tells us we grow up into him in all things. God throughout the word of God. It's so evident over and over. You got to have them both. Truth in love. And that's what that's speaking about. But if we don't want to let it, if we don't want to be tender, if we don't want to let love reign, and we don't want to walk therein, well, here you are, and we'll go read about you in verse 23 and 24. For if any be a hearer, I love James. I just love how the Spirit encouraged this brother. He just brought it out like it was. No wonder he was such a preacher in Jerusalem. No wonder they killed him. They didn't like hearing the word of God, did they? Just like they did to Stephen, they were convicted there to the heart. Cut them, gnashed their teeth, and they had to stone him. Couldn't stand it anymore. Hallelujah. I'm glad God and the Lord Jesus Christ were standing. Hallelujah. But here it is. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Sounds like a pretty confused old guy, doesn't he? But you see, the man in the mirror, you've heard that phrase before, the man in the mirror. If it's you, it'll never save you. Oh, you may see the flaw, you may see a need, you may see a needed change in your life, but you're merely gazing at you, and flesh will never save you. It won't. It won't, brothers and sisters. It won't help you. It won't change you. And in a short while, you'll forget. Christians acting like a dog. Acting like a dog. I know that a Christian's not a dog, but you sure can act like one. Acting like a dog returning to his own vomit. Acting like that child of the king who goes out and sits in the mire with the swine. This is what this is getting at, brothers and sisters. Are we living who we are in Christ? And I'm here by his grace to tell it like it is. But I don't like to give too much to this because I want to live and abound in hope. So I encourage in my heart to go on to verse 25 and hope in this. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. See, God has brought us this way. God has brought us this way. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Don't you thank him, brothers and sisters, for the grace of God? It's exactly what this is. And you see how Brother James is bringing this out so sweetly by the Holy Spirit. This is Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. And why do I see him in that mirror? Why do you see him in that mirror? But, you know, I was thinking about, why do I see him in that mirror, Lord? I know I'm just looking at me. No, I'm not. Because Christ liveth in me. You ever look in there and you see Jesus? I pray you do every day. Don't try to find him. He's there. That's who you are. You're his. You're not your own. That's the enemy just lying to you. Look into that precious grace of God. Look into the face of Jesus Christ. You're down on yourself? It's a lie. It's a lie. Look into the face of Jesus Christ. He lives in you. He dwells in you, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. He's there to encourage us at every turn. Every single turn, brothers and sisters. I see him. And I really do. And praise be to God, I hope you see him too. Because that's whose life is in there. You're awful quiet. I'm just giving you the word of God. He lives in you. The question is he going to reign? That's what it is. Praise be to God that the word is preached throughout this world. Praise be to God that there are people every second of the day giving their hearts to God. And I am thankful for that. Absolutely. But the goal and the treasure to Christ is that we grow up into Him in all things. And how do we grow up into Him in all things? The life's already here. It lives in us. It's there. Every bit of it. You have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. What are you going to do with it? It is the unlimited bank account, isn't it? It is the mother load. It is you're sitting on a beyond a Fort Knox. It's all yours. It's all mine. But what are we convicted to? Just letting it pass by? God help us. If by any means. Oh, we're going to talk about a singleness in a minute. But praise the Lord that we can be after that because of this grace, grace, grace. It's the law, brothers and sisters, that governs us. Undeserved love, unmerited favor follows me all the days of my life. I'm thankful for that. Did you hear that? I love that. The Lord was encouraging my heart. Undeserved love and unmerited favor follow me all the days of my life. That's who I am. That's who you are in Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. I think about, again, my natural father. And I thought about even some of my nephews and nieces and how they so revered their grandpa. And then my grandpa, Hill, and the great-grandchildren and the different things and the grandchildren, how they really did revere him. But shame on them. They don't remotely revere their heavenly father like they did their grandpas. Where are we? Huh? Come on. Brothers and sisters, it's wonderful. I want that love to pour forth, but where is that love being directed? Lovest thou me more than these? Huh? And there's no comparison to the love of the Heavenly Father. There's no comparison to the faithfulness of the Heavenly Father. Never lie. Never forsake. Always there. Always present. Always holding me in His hand. Always ready to meet me. Always there having a coat and a ring and a feast and a kiss. Wasn't hurdles to get back. Wasn't requirements of here and this. It's just come home. It's just come home. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, we don't have much time. We just don't. God, help us to go on fervently, stirring up the gift, rejoicing in these things. He's going to come, and He's going to come the hour that you think not. And I think a lot of people are in the hour they are thinking not. It's exciting times. If by any means we might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Is it playing across our heart? I never even knew what that was about. Now it's the only thing I think about. Brother Paul, you preached that love. God used you as a chosen vessel. And it hit my heart, and I see what you're seeing. Because that man, that new man, has taken hold. He's growing up in me. He's given me a vision of that day. That day. Amen. And I want to be there at the beginning of it. And I want that embrace at the very moment of it. I'm not playing just to get in. I'm not running just to get in by the skin of my teeth. No. There's a life in me that wants to please the Father. That wants to accept to be glorified together with Him. That's just grace. Marvelous, wonderful grace. Now, when we see who we are in Christ, brothers and sisters, seeing Christ in us as the hope of glory, it'll change us from glory to glory into the very image of Him. It does, doesn't it? We become Christ-like. His image is apparent. Because that rest that occurs, that absolute confidence that takes over, that knowing and absolute assuredness that His life dwells in me, that He's for me. And if He be for me, who could be against me? Even myself. I said, even myself, even you. You say, well, but I got a you. Well, sure you do, but you know what? He's got great grace. His great grace brought every single one of us here tonight. Boy, I want you to see that. And I want to see it more and more too. In full assurance of faith. Nothing wavering. Nothing. Huh? That's the boldness of a bride that steps out there. Oh, I guess, you know. If He slay me, He slay me. But see, we've had such a great cloud of witness, we know that that's not even in the game. That's not even coming up at all. Praise be to God. He's smitten. If we'll just go. If we'll just go. Hallelujah. Now, brothers and sisters, grace is all we need to see. That's what's coming out here. Grace. Looking into that marvelous mirror, that reflection, grace. And that's what Brother James is saying. This is what's so marvelous about this wonderful book, is it's the grace of God. It's not like it's something newly found. It was always there. Just let Him speak to you in this. The engrafted word, it was given. Wasn't deserved at all. That seed was planted and rooted in you. Huh? Yes, it was. Hallelujah. And it's there. And God is taking care of that. And we see that God takes care of everything. It brings out all the good works in us. It takes the word and works it effectually in us. And as Ephesians 1:3 tells us, and I quoted it earlier, we have been blessed. We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Hath blessed. Signed, sealed, and delivered. Done. I got it. And not just got it, brothers and sisters. We have it all. Praise be to God. Yes. Amen. All right. Let's wrap it up with 26 and 27. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart. Well, that's a blinded guy. This man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So I got the buses out there. You ready to go? And we're all going to get an accountability partner. That's what's going on. Laughable, cryable. Because I got some ones I love so dearly and they're wrapped up into that. Because all they want to do is get some type of sensation in flesh. And they don't want to go line upon line. And precept upon precept, in truth and love, and let it be built in our lives. You want to go that way? We're going to go that way by God's grace. And here we'll go that way. Now this is important, brothers and sisters, because it gives us a discernment, if you will, about things. Now here we got a brother that seems to be religious. seems that he really knows the truth. Can be a blessing from time to time, maybe. But bridleth not his tongue. And to that really hit my heart again. Wow, so close, so near. But the more perfect way was not adhered to. It wasn't embraced. It wasn't apprehended. The man in the mirror is still me. And not the new man. That's what it is, brothers and sisters. It all comes down to self. I got something more important to say, if you want to just say it real bluntly, than God's word. Bridleth a tongue? I have a greater need that supersedes the will of God. That's right. God help us. But you can see when we're drawn away in our own lusts, let's go back and bring all of this in. You can see how quickly that sin can be conceived. So quick, so fast. The lover of the soul still has not been allowed to take complete control is what's going on here. There's still a wasting of time that's going on here. Maybe it's the myrrh as the Shulamite. Still caught up into that? Well, you missed him at the door. Thank God that the story went on. But what if now this was the last knock? Come on now. God help us, as it says here, not to deceive ourselves. He deceived his own heart. Listen to this. Listen to this. The enemy is so sly with pride. With pride. And God has led me to encourage it very bluntly in this meeting. I don't care how long we've attended here. I'm thankful for every service I've come to. I'm grateful for all of the word that he has opened my heart to receive. And he had to open my heart to receive it. Amen. But it's about today. It's about now. I may have been ready a week ago, but you know what? He didn't come then. Now, today, this is what he's getting at, brothers and sisters. And hallelujah, we hear this now. But brothers and sisters, pride can lull us into this sleep so quickly. And God is crying out to us, is it all on the altar? Are our hearts continually broken before him? Is that contrite spirit truly before him always? I want to be there with the Lord. It's not passive. It really isn't. It's passive to the things of this world. But I'm telling you, man, it's intense in love. Don't get between me and my lover. Get the picture of a mama bear in there, But that's just the grace of God. And I pray that our heart would pant after him like that. That thirsty one needed to get to that water. There wasn't anything stopping. I pray that our heart pants after him like that. That we go after him. That nothing's more important. Not father or mother or brother or sister or wife or spouse or children. Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me more than these? And see, now we've been rejoicing and we have that very life of Christ in us. That's the very love of God. Jesus Christ is the love of God. And as that new man grows up into me like that, that loves, that passion like that, can you imagine the immenseness of the love in this vessel? And that vessel and that vessel? Man, I'll tell you what, your spouse better be ready. Your children, they've never seen a dad like that. I love it when parents get just enamored with God. And how they love their children. And how they'll be convicted to bring them to church. And how they'll be convicted to make stands in their home. And how they'll be convicted to trust the Lord. And how they'll begin to know that those children have to make their own decision. There's a hand that guides and nurtures and does all that. But at the end of the day, they're alone before the Lord. The evidence of yielding, brothers and sisters, is when the lusts begin to take us away. I thought that lust wouldn't have anything to do with us if we were yielding to God. Oh no. God will lift up the hedge from these things. He knows. But what will happen, brothers and sisters, is when those lusts begin to take us away, come in, we're convicted quick to repentance. We're convicted quick to flee and just falling prostrate before Him. I call it the let position. Amen. What do you think? Huh? That's what it is. It's, Lord, make me tender. See, it's the meek vessel, isn't it? That's the one that's going to receive. It's not the one that gets out there and says, oh, look at how strong I am. Oh, look at her. She's caught up into that. I never would do that. No, it's the one that goes out there and says, but for the grace of God, there go I. And I'm so thankful, Lord, of Your keeping power in my life. That You're the one who holds me. You're the one that guides me and directs me. And Lord, let Your love and Your love alone convict my life. Your love alone, that's it. I've said it many times. I'll encourage you many times in it. I'm grateful to God how my mother raised me. It wasn't a life of do's and don'ts. It was a life of one thing. Son, fall in love with the Lord. And He will cause you to will and to do of His good pleasure. And He does it so well. He does it so perfectly. Amen. 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 It gets to the point, oh, the things I want to do, Lord, I just am miserable in doing them. The things I thought I wanted to do, I don't even want to do them anymore. You ever even find yourself thinking, well, I should be doing that. And you almost try to force yourself. But it ain't you. Christ liveth in me. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. Live that power of God. Rejoice in it. Now, we want by God's grace for our religion. You always got to watch that. Because a lot of people say, oh, religion. Oh, I kind of like that word. Well, let's look at religion as the Word of God is telling us what that word religion is. But we want by God's grace for our religion worship. Is what this is. Worship. To be pure and undefiled. To be clean and fruit-bearing. Unleavened. No self. Without spot or wrinkle. Sanctified. Washed of water by the Word. Sincere. Clear to the light. So transparent. Only Christ in me. Praise the Lord. This is what worship is. The glorious, glorified church. Glorified. Glorified together. If you suffer together. The glory of God coming down from heaven. Having that glory. It's all throughout the Word of God. The pattern's perfect, isn't it? Praise His name. Praise His name. Now this life, brothers and sisters, this life will be filled with the fullness of the before ordained good works that James is talking about here. These are the before ordained good works that we should walk therein. Because of the receiving of the grace of God. Because of the acknowledgement of, Lord, it's Your life in me. It's Your engrafted Word in me. It's Your great grace in me. It's Your law of liberty in me. That's what it is. That's what does the work. Praise be to God. Being filled with it brings forth these before ordained good works. The paths of His righteousness. They reveal the abundance of fruit in every step of life. As the Lord has quoted through this vessel and other vessels lately, her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband praises her. This is who she is. She abounds in fruit. They can't help it. Praise be to God. I think of this family that we have here, and in certain ways, how God has this. I was thinking how sweetly it is that those four living ones, they're in the midst of the throne. They're round about the throne. They're all over the place. Well, praise be to God. We're children. Yes, we're children. But yes, we're sons. Hallelujah. There's so many things. We're the family of God. And I think about how we rejoice for one another. There are lives and souls in this place that I rejoice. And I rise up. And as a child of the King, I rise up and call you blessed. Do you see this? By God's grace, does He reveal these things to you? But most importantly, brothers and sisters, her husband praises her. Are you listening to him? Come on. And it's just in thankfulness. She knows it was all the working of His grace. She knew it was because of the blood. It was all due to Him. But she received it by faith. And He's so pleased. She looks to nothing else for satisfaction. It's just the family. It's the body. And praise God, especially the head. She's satisfied with Jesus alone. Hallelujah. This is what it is. And yes, and then these types of work. The buses aren't out there. I was just kidding you. But the types of these works, visiting the orphans and the widows and in their affliction. In their affliction, not just, you know, when the TV cameras are going on and everybody's happy. I'm talking about in their affliction. There's difference there too. When it's not necessarily the most pleasing time. Think about it. Might be a sermon about that sometime too. But even the body kept under subjection, brothers and sisters, all those works will follow. But God help us to never forget how and why this happens. The implanted word of grace. The implanted word of grace. It is what causes this vessel to will and to do what God wills and does in it. We don't even think about it. We don't. I don't think about it. I appreciate it. And I mean this. I'd say it just as a testimony to God's great grace. I was getting ready. We're planning a few things if the Lord tarry about where we're going to go and on this trip and all these things. And I was explaining it to this one brother and says, well, all you're going to do is go visit people. Do you ever get away with your wife? Pray for us. But this is what, not what we do. This is what He does. And we don't think about it. So that's what it is. It's just Christ in us, isn't it? Do you think about breathing? Okay, let's get going. He just lives. Let Him live. It's amazing what will happen. It's amazing the joy. It's amazing the people that He'll bring. You don't have to go find them. They'll find you. And there'll be some ones finding you never wanted to find you. But they'll find you. But remember, He's got to point you out. All right? But never forget, it's the implanted word of His grace. It's the message of the perfect, fully matured, finished, completed adult of full age. That's what law of liberty means. Isn't that awesome? You have to go back and listen to it, see? Sometimes they say it takes three times to get it through. Something about the Trinity, isn't there? But I'll close in this. Finally, notice back there in verse 25. There's something about the singleness of the work. It's a single work. But a doer of the work. This man shall be blessed in his deed. One purpose, brothers and sisters. One. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark. That's the one thing. That's the deed. For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. A doer, it means a work performed. The performer, the vessel, bestowing the treasure. Praise be to God. Being confident of this very thing, the one thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it. Ois, no, you're not even performing it. It's his life performing it in me. It's Christ in me. Until the day of Jesus Christ, that man that I hope to be. That man in the mirror. For now we see through a glass darkly. I just think how he weaves these things, brothers and sisters. It's just too perfect. We see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I even know, as also I am known. And all I can say is, isn't it precious? The vision of Christ in me, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise the Lord. Let's stand. Be dismissed.